The hottest show on TV, on network TV, if you consider ESPN a network. Of course, is The Last Dance, Michael Jordan, reflecting on Michael Jordan's life. Episodes 3 and 4 have aired or airing tonight. Statman, quickly, refresh the Freak Nation. Where, when, and why you caught up with Michael Jordan in California many years ago?
Well, he had put up the money and the backing from Suzuki to do a superbike team in the AMA series. And he was there at the California Speedway running the team as a team owner. Good buddy Charles Oakley was there in the pits with him. And it was just amazing to see all the riders congregating around him and enjoying the good time. It was a good time just to see him interacting with the other people and knowing something about motorcycles.
And earlier this week, Crasher and I had a chance to catch up with Will Perdue, teammate of Michael Jordan. Three of Will Perdue's four championships were won with Michael Jordan. We'll get to that interview coming up next segment. But here's Statman, a little, about 4 minutes worth of time with the greatest, MJ. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Michael Jordan's in the Speed Freaks Pits. You walked in and it seemed like you treated it like it was a locker room. You find the same energy in the garage as you did in the locker room with the fellas?
You know, it's a little different because in the locker room, I know what I'm doing. You know, when I walk in here, I listen more than I say. And I learn a lot from the guys. And I beg for that type of information because it just increases my enthusiasm about the sport, you know. But, you know, it's very easy for me to walk into a situation and people are intimidated by me. When I come in, I try to make everybody feel at ease and see that I'm just an ordinary guy. You know, I have an interest of motorcycle riding, but I enjoy being around people.
Is this a business, an interest, a passion, a hobby, you becoming involved in motorcycles?
It's a passion, you know, and then obviously with that passion, you got business involved. So, I mean, it can be all of the above, but... You know, first and foremost, it's a passion. I love it. And if it transcends into, you know, a very prosperous business, good, you know. But up until that point, I still love it. I love the sport.
Michael Jordan, you're a NASCAR country guy from North Carolina. Why motorcycles instead of NASCAR?
I grew up riding motorcycles. And obviously, my father was a big NASCAR fan. And, I used to go to, and I still do. I'm still a NASCAR fan. But something about motorcycles that I just kind of, you know, I can see the motorcycle guys working, and you know, I have a strong passion. I love riding motorcycles, and you know, I just think the daredevilness of what motorcycle provides, and some of the, you know, perfection that they go through, I truly love. You know, and you know, it's intriguing to me that they, at such high speeds, they can make quick decisions and you know, life-threatening decisions, and that's in NASCAR as well. But you know, it's just them in that, on that motorcycle. You see a lot more of the work them working that in that mobile. And to me, that means a lot.
This came to mind when I was sitting here watching. You did all of your athletics was your own prowess, what you did with a basketball, but it was you. Here you got a machine involved to make success possible. Has that been frustrating for you to learn, to get used to?
No, it hadn't. I mean, I think the similarities is it's even on a basketball court, you have a team. And you need four other guys to kind of figure out how you're going to be able to go out and win the game. Although you may have a little bit more control in that aspect. Motorcycle team is the same way. You know, you got your riders, but then he has to rely upon his pit and his crew and his, you know, engineer, his mechanics, all those things. And to me, that's still a team oriented event. And even though the rider probably gets the most, you know, the most recognition, but the teamwork is still strong. And basketball is no different. Even though if I go out and score 60 points, I can't score 120.
Finally, Michael Jordan, you're in this for the long haul. You're going to be here for the season. You're to see this all the way through. This is not just a spur of the moment kind of thing.
No, I was here last year, and this year we're making a bigger splash. We expanded to three riders, and you know, obviously, I want to keep this moving in the right direction, being more positive. I think it's great for the community. I think you know, especially in this industry, you don't see many blacks, you know, and I think when you look at the streets, you see a lot more, you know, Afro-Americans riding motorcycles, and I think, hopefully, with this impact, you get more people involved, more blacks involved, more black riders, more black business people involved in it. To me, that means a lot.
Were they tapping you on the shoulder saying, Statman, that's enough? Statman, you got us?
Yeah, they weren't tapping me on the shoulder, but the Suburban outside was starting to rev the engine a little bit. And we were standing in the doorway, so it wasn't like the two of us sitting down. I had to go grab him and said, hey, I didn't tell him. I've been waiting all day to talk to you, dude. But yeah, it was cool. We had a good conversation.
Statman with Michael Jordan 15 years ago when Michael Jordan was involved in Superbikes. And I forget, every time we hear that interview, I forget that he's talking, he talks about his dad, Statman, being a huge NASCAR fan.
Yeah, his dad had such a huge part in his life. And you, when you're from North Carolina, we kind of joked about it earlier, but when you're from North Carolina, NASCAR is very important to you if you're black or white. Yeah, his father was probably a NASCAR fan in that generation, but he probably cheered for Wendell Scott. But Michael rode motorcycles and loved to ride motorcycles, and his Jordan brand was probably more in the motorcycle crowd than in the NASCAR crowd.
Huh. Yeah, very good point. Sadly, the team did not last very long, and it's a shame. There's many reasons why we could say that the team ultimately did not have the staying power in the AMA Superbike Series. I mean, heck, the Superbike Series went under new ownership. So there's so many things that could have happened. It's just, at least for a brief moment, it was cool to see Michael Jordan and, like you said, Charles Oakley in the pits of Superbikes, of all places.
They weren't getting the great bikes. He kind of mentioned that after he turned the mic off. That for Suzuki to give them the top bikes, he had to do well. It's kind of a chicken and egg thing. And he couldn't get the great riders. He couldn't get the great bikes. And eventually he just said, what am I doing this for? I would imagine. But yeah, it's tough to win without the great riders and the great bikes.
You know, this isn't a top 50 or top 100 NBA basketball player. In many people's eyes, in mine included, it's the greatest basketball player ever.
Yeah.
One of the most popular athletes ever on this planet. And you're telling me, Statman, as we got about a minute, minute and a half, that that alone couldn't get him the best GDAM Suzuki and the best GDAM rider on the planet?
Evidently not. He was committed to Suzuki. But and the Suzuki there, everybody knows that factory teams get the best bikes. He wasn't a factory team, but he just wasn't getting the best bikes. And he had a pretty good rider who was a former Suzuki rider, Aaron. I can't think of his last name at the moment, but he rode with him and the team was doing better. But they just couldn't break into the factory guys at the front of the line. Not many independent teams do.